Our hope is that by taking this webinar series, you'll appreciate the big picture that needs to be considered when providing different types and amounts of communication supports that people may need in their everyday life, in healthcare settings, legal, justice, financial, and community services. Our focus is on defining a range of communication supports. Now, this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Supports must be customized to meet the individual's needs and the situation. And you'll notice that we address communication as a domain. We do not specifically focus on different types of disabilities that affect communication. We look at generally at the needs in comprehension, expression, and decision making. And we describe the supports in these areas that people may need and that must be customized for them. Throughout the resource, we distinguish the supports that may be required for formal symbolic communicators, that is, people who use speech or communicate through pictures, symbols, or use text-based communication systems, either communication boards or devices. And people who are informal, non-symbolic communicators and who communicate using body language, vocalizations, facial expressions, and atypical behaviors that need to be interpreted by familiar people.